This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Senate Commerce and Energy will now come to order. Good morning and greetings to all those listening over the internet. If you haven't signed in yet, please be sure and sign in. If you have electronics, please put them on vibrate or you will be contributing to Teen Challenge. Thank you. Okay. Can we have the roll call, please?
Senators Kennedy, excused. Colbeck?
Here.
Netherton, excused. Norstrup?
Here.
Tapio?
Here.
Nelson, excused. Jensen?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, let's introduce our page, singular, this morning. I don't think we have more than one, but please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your plans are. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Darren S. I'm from Kennebec, and my plan is to go to SDSU for animal science.
Excellent. Thank you, and thank you for serving us this morning. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see. We have some minutes to approve. Okay. Motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting by Senator Tapio, second by Senator Colbeck. All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. All right. Now, the schedule this morning is kind of disappearing in front of our eyes. We've been asked to welcome Senator Rush.
You know where I was.
Yes, I do. Also where Senator Netherton and Kennedy are. Okay. We've been asked to defer Senate Bill 75. Is that correct, Senator Rush?
Please.
Okay. And also possibly Senate Bill 68.
That's the other one,
please. Okay. So be it. And then we've been asked to defer indefinitely Senate Bill 56. So we'll not be hearing those this morning. And we will take up House Bill 1025. Do we have any proponents for House Bill 1025? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Norm Lingle, Executive Director for the South Dakota Lottery. I'm here to speak on behalf of House Bill 1025. House Bill 1025 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding background checks for applicants, licensees, vendors, and employees of the South Dakota Lottery. Currently in state law, it states that no one may be licensed by the lottery or be involved in lottery activities if the person has been convicted of a felony in this or any other jurisdiction and be subject to background investigations. Today, the background investigation by lottery employees, applicants, licensees, and vendors is limited to only a South Dakota records check through the Division of Criminal Investigation. In other words, only arrests in South Dakota will be reported on this criminal records check. With advancements in technology, lottery systems are being located outside of South Dakota and staffed by people that live there. In addition, people are becoming more transient, so the current South Dakota-only check will not allow the lottery to comply with the any other jurisdiction provision that's currently in law. House Bill 1025 authorizes an FBI background investigation through fingerprint cards so that we may comply with that any other jurisdiction that's currently in law. The Federal Bureau of Investigation requires states to pass laws that clearly ask the FBI to perform this fingerprint check before the FBI will perform that check. The legislature long ago adopted a public policy that the public confidence in the lottery requires strict regulation of all persons connected with the lottery to ensure the lottery is free of criminal elements. House Bill 1025 will assist the lottery in meeting these important public policy requirements. So in summary, what House Bill 1025 would do is extend the background investigation for lottery employees as well as applicants, licensees, and vendors to a nationwide check, and it will allow us to comply with our specific directions under statute. And so with that, I will conclude my testimony and will stand by for any questions and would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lingle. Any further proponents of House Bill 1025? Good morning, Representative Tuberville.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Charles Tuberville. I'm a representative from District 31, which is Lawrence County, and I'm here today on behalf of asking for your support of House Bill 1025. I had the pleasure of serving on the South Dakota Video Lottery Commission for 4.5 years, 1.5 year as the chairman of the commission. And the as lottery commissions, we established policy relating to the operation of South Dakota Video Lottery. We established that we need to maintain the highest credibility for the video lottery employees and also those people that own video lottery establishments throughout the state of South Dakota. Video lottery is very important to the state. This last year, video lottery contributed to the state of South Dakota approximately $117.6 million. We feel that it is absolutely necessary to keep video lottery as squeaky clean as possible. And in order to do that, we need to extend our background checks from just a South Dakota statewide background check. We need to go nationally. And so that's what we're looking at with House Bill 1025. We want to keep it, as I said, as squeaky clean as possible, and this bill will help us do that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I'm going to conclude my presentation. I thank you for your time and your attention, and I ask for your support for House Bill 1025, and I will be available for any questions.
Representative, did you say $16 million or $60
million? $117
million. Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1025?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Justin Bell. I'm a registered lobbyist for Scientific Games Incorporated, which is a video lottery and gaming vendor. We have had a relationship with the South Dakota Lottery for nearly 30 years, both on the instant printing side and on the video lottery side. We take security as utmost importance in the gaming industry internally, do background checks as discussed, and think this is an appropriate and reasonable measure to be placed on us and other members of the video lottery and lottery industry and gaming industry. So we would appreciate your support, and we'll stand by for any questions if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Any further proponents of House Bill 1025? Any further proponents? Any opponents of House Bill 1025? Any opponents of House Bill 1025? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to questions from the committee.
Question.
Senator Colbeck.
This question we'll ask to Mr. Lingwell. Did I pronounce that right? And I've asked you this question, but I just want to make this question clear to the committee as well. The question that I've asked you, this will only affect employees that are directly involved with the video lottery operation of that business and not any employee that may be a server, a cook, a bartender, or some other aspect of that business, because we do have quite a few businesses in the state that have restaurants and lounges attached to their video lottery rooms or vice versa. Could you just clarify that for the committee?
You bet. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question. We do not intend or plan to expand who we background, but only the type of background. To your specific point, Senator Colbeck, is you're exactly right. Only those folks that really have a key to the video lottery terminal or cash access to the video lottery terminal the technicians that work on the video lottery terminals, those are the folks that we currently background and who will be, should this law pass, would be subject to the nationwide background check.
Thank you.
That answer your question, Senator? Very good. Any further questions of the committee? Senator Netherton, go ahead.
I apologize for coming in late. It says in Section 1, no natural person. I'm wondering what the word natural means. I don't know if I've really run across that in other statutes, so I'm wondering if there's a specific definition to natural.
Would someone care to answer that? Any proponents care to answer that?
Mr. Chairman, I will attempt to answer that. Senator, can you remind me again where you see that?
Line five. Yeah, page one, line five.
That has been in statute, and I don't believe it's defined. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm not sure I can adequately respond to your question. I apologize for that.
Perhaps Mr. Bell can shed some light on the subject here. Thank you.
That's okay, Norman. Is that okay? Mr. Chairman, Senator, natural person in the law generally would refer to an individual if it's specifically – I mean, I don't want to say specifically to this chapter, but generally when it refers to a natural person, you're talking about me, Mr. Decker, Senator Novstrup. The word person is used many times in definitional sections. It will include business entities that relate to it. So there are legal persons that could be entities or other things that are construed a law to be persons. I think Senator Kennedy, who is also an attorney, would probably agree with that. Thank you, Annie. Senator.
Go ahead.
So it could say no individual person. Would that be another way of looking at it?
Mr. Chairman, yep. I guess I don't want to parse words regarding that. I think natural person's a term of art that's quite commonly used in the code, but it would essentially mean the same thing as S-Ender, yes.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Any further questions? At this time, we'll close questions and go to committee discussion and or action.
I make a motion to do pass.
Second. Okay. Motion to do pass by Senator Colbeck, second by Senator Netherton. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Kennedy.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Netherton.
Aye. Norstrup?
Aye.
Capio?
Aye.
Nelson? Excused. Jensen?
Aye.
We have six yeas, one excused.
Senator Netherton.
Sorry. Would you accept a motion to place this on the consent calendar?
Do we have a second?
I second that.
Motion to move House Bill 1025 to the consent calendar by Senator Netherton, second by Senator Colbeck. All those in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1025 will go down to the floor. On the consent calendar, would you care to carry that, Senator Netherton, in caucus? Thank you. We haven't had our vote, actually, vote on passing the whole thing, has it been?
Yeah, we passed it.
Okay. House Bill 1025 will move down to the floor with a due pass motion on the consent calendar. At this time, I don't think we have any further business. We have nothing scheduled for the next meeting, but I'm sure some things will pop up. Thank you for attending today.
Do
we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Motion to move. Motion moved to adjourn by Senator Netherton, second by Senator Nelson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.